This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires in Training Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, I know you don't have to tell me you're having a marvelous, a phenomenal, amazing day. And why you say that all the time, Dr. Renee? I say that because, guess what? You're in hot pursuit, okay, of your purpose, your dreams, your goals. You have to do it because if you're not in your purpose, I can't be in my purpose. I tell you that all the time. But what we do here at Good Deeds, we actually help you shine your light to the world. And people say, what is the light? The light is your dreams, your goals, your passions, and, of course, your purpose in life. The reason that you were created. We help you share that information to the world. And that's your message as well. Because people say, what is my message? It's whatever comes easily achievable for you. That is what your purpose is. Hey, you know, I just love it. I really take it an honor and a privilege, all the platforms that I have been entrusted with, to get your message out to the world, okay? But the question of the day is, you know, to ask Dr. Renee. Someone sent in the question is, for Dr. Sunday, how do I get my message out? That what you continue to say that over and over. But how do I get exposure? How do I get media exposure? How do I build my social media platform? Since you are the platform builder, I said, okay, I can answer that, but I have to do it quick because, you know, it can take the whole show. But the quick thing, number one, I'm going to just say three things quickly. One thing is you have to have what? Compassion. You have to have love for the people that you help. How can you truly help someone if you have the wrong motive, you have the wrong goals? If you're just doing it for money, that's not going to last long. I'll just be honest with you. You have to have a sincere compassion and love that you want to help somebody else, that you want their life to be better, number one. Number two, you have to be consistent. You can't do one thing and turn around and do, you know, something. Of course you can expand your platform. We have several examples of that. Oprah Winfrey, Bishop T.D. Jakes. We have Ellen DeGeneres. We have so many different platforms for examples for that. And actually, myself, we do a lot of things. But guess what? The whole goal is to help other people. And then the last thing, guess what the last thing is? The last thing is you have to be authentic. You have to be true to yourself. You can't do something, and again, I have to bring it up, with the wrong motive. We can't do that. You can't. But anyway, that's in a nutshell. If you want more information, we can talk more about that later on, and I will give our contact information for that. But I had to answer the question, and I had to do it with authentic. You know, I have to be authentic. But what we're going to talk about today, we actually have an awesome, awesome young man that's here that's going to actually share what we just said, our goals, dreams, and message to the world. You know, because networking is very powerful. But the thing is, you know, people want to share their message. People want to actually get their message across. And this young man does that so wonderfully. And we want to welcome him, and we have a couple more of his people here because we're going to talk about his event. So what we're going to do, I think my team has kind of opened up several lines. And please, please be mindful of your background. And we want to welcome to Good Deeds, none other than the phenomenal, fantastic, amazing Larry White. Are you there?
I am there. Can you hear me, Dr. Renee Sunday?
Yes, kind of give us a little more volume on your end. Give me a little more volume, and we'll be great. All right.
I got you, Dr. Renee Sunday.
Are you there, Larry?
I am here, and I am here with several people, entrepreneurs, P.K. Kersey, Lady Karan Sattler, Edward Reed, Joan Randall from Charlotte, everybody. We're in it, and I had to pull over because I've been just working so much, and, you know, we just came back from the 6th annual Black History Celebration and Business Mixer, right? And I just got to be honest with you, I got a hangover from that Super Bowl, and I've been in Atlanta, so I wanted to do a merge because you've been in Atlanta representing the Falcons with that big contract you got with the talk show that you have, Dr. Renee Sunday. Tell us a little bit how that worked out, because I'm going to bring everybody in really quickly with their 30-second pitch. But what a phenomenal situation you being at the Super Bowl with your platform, and we're the first show to be able to talk about our initiatives after you're still there in Houston if you made your way back to Atlanta. So thank you so much.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, be mindful of your background. Can you please mute your phone until it's time for you to talk, and then you can unmute it. We actually have a lot of people on because they want to express their involvement in the event that's coming up. So please kind of help us there because we're going to have trouble with the recording. That's what my team is telling me. But, yes, we had an awesome opportunity to hang out at the Super Bowl in Houston. You know, we actually want to talk a little bit more about that, but since we have a limited time on the radio show here, we actually will talk about that in detail, more information on our website and our social media. But, Larry, bring in your team so we can actually make sure we get everybody in that they can express their products and services and how they're going to be involved in your awesome event that's coming up.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm going to talk to you in a little bit at the end. Everybody is ready for their 30-second pitch. And if you can remind yourself, as Dr. Renee Sunday has mentioned, please mute your phone until it's your time to come up, because Dr. Renee Sunday, you will be one of our honorees in the November Entrepreneurs Gala. But let's go over to a best-selling author, Joan Randall. If you're on the line, Joan Randall.
I am on the line. Can you hear me loud and clear?
We can hear you. Go ahead and tell us about what you do. Yes.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. It's an honor to be on the show. Dr. Renee Sunday, thank you for this opportunity. My name is Joan Randall. I am a speaker, a best-selling author, and a transformational coach. I help women go from stuck to success by giving them a blueprint to live their best lives victoriously. My topic for the April 21st and 22nd event will be called Driven Success, how you drive your success by using the 8 power plays to really empower yourself as a successful entrepreneur.
Wow, that's powerful, because we have to be driven. I really,
yes.
Really appreciate. But give us this also, how can we contact you? Give us your website.
Absolutely. My website, it's just like my name, www.joancrandall.com. Again, that's Joan, J-O-A-N, T as in Thomas, and Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L.com. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram as Lady JTR, and that is L-A-D-I-E-J-T-R.
Hey,
awesome,
I will tell
I'm
you to.
With this lineup, Larry. Who's next?
Well, Dr. Renee Sunday, thank you so much, and we'll try to run through these speakers really quickly. Do we have PK Kersey out of New York? PK, are you dialed in?
Yes, I am. I'm on the line. Thank you very much.
PK, give us your 30-second pitch with Dr. Renee Sunday. Tell us your topic in April. What your nonprofit is about. We love Dr. Renee Sunday. Dr. Renee Sunday, are you still in Houston?
No, I'm in Atlanta. I'm back in Atlanta.
Oh, wow. She flew back. Wow, that was a tough Super Bowl. All right. We appreciate you, Dr. Renee Sunday. PK Kersey, tell us what's going on with your nonprofit, your topic, and what you're going to bring to the April event in Newark, Delaware.
Well, good evening. Thank you, everyone, for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm calling in from New York. My name is PK Kersey. I'm actually the founder of an organization called That Suits You, where we provide men with training, workshops, and free clothing, suits and ties, so that they can go on their interviews, and also to high school seniors for prom and graduation. I'll be talking about the art of networking through relationships, and I'm really looking forward to speaking about my experiences and how I've been able to meet certain celebrities through social media. I also run a social media company called PK's Pitch, where I help people with their social media business pages as well.
Wow, that's powerful. Now give us your website of how we can contact you.
Yes, they can reach me at the website is www.thatsuitsyou.org. That's thatsuitsyou.org. And also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at That Suits You. thatsuitsyou.
All right. Well, got it going on, Larry. Go ahead.
Dr. Renee Sunday, I knew this would be a little unorthodox for you, but these people are amazing. Lady Karan Sattler, are you with us?
Good evening. Yes, I am.
You're up, dear. We really appreciate you, and I appreciate you being at the 6th Annual Black History Celebration and Business Mixer. You are amazing. You are a helper. You are Aaron to Moses. Go ahead, Lady Karan Sattler. We really appreciate you.
Blessings. I'm Lady Karan, and I serve as a speaker, motivator, advocate, author, and connector. And I just want to share that there is so much transpiring in life that we cannot change the world, but we can influence how people think, which guides what is said and done. So through this, the excellence without excuses, we will identify a greater knowledge of how to deal with the daily demands, stressors, obstacles, and struggles. At times, we may feel trapped and enslaved by our past, which can manifest literally and figuratively in our minds, impacting our body and spirit, ultimately affecting our health and wellness. And so my topic in Delaware is health and wellness. We all have stories and experiences, good and bad, and maybe not so good. The key is, how do we rise above it all by recognizing what is within us? So know that I can, you can, we can together create dynamic, sustainable change, beginning with a mindset of excellence without excuses. When we take the holistic approach, we can imagine what will happen that will be gained through our struggles to motivate us to an indisputable place of profound, purposeful peace. You can visit my website at Lady Karan, that's K-E-R-O-N, and follow me on social media at either at Rev_KSav or at Lady Karan. Blessings.
All right. Thank you so much.
Amen. Listen, I know this is a little different, Dr. Renee Sunday, and I appreciate you. I love you so much, and just letting the Holy Spirit work through us.
I can flow. I've actually been in many situations, so I can. It's a gift. So go right ahead.
I appreciate it. Edward Reed, are you on the line, sir? Edward Reed, okay. Tiffany Bailey out of Northern Virginia, are you on the line, Tiffany? Okay. Chicago, Cedric Kirkendall, are you there?
Larry, I am on the line. I apologize. I was muting my phone. I was being a good student. Thank you for having me.
Tiffany, my niece, who just rocked it on business development in Annapolis, talk to us about a little bit about Gary, Indiana, your upbringing briefly. You got about 30 seconds. We got a few more people because the show ends here in a few minutes, and we got to get Dr. Renee Sunday to tell us how she got round us out. But tell us about your topic and what you're going to bring to the table in April. Tiffany Bailey, business development speaker at the Black History Program. You have the mic at this time.
So, yes, thank you, Larry. I grew up in Gary, Indiana, and I am an entrepreneur on the move, thanks to Larry and all the wonderful people that I've been around. I am forming an organization called Excelling in Life and Leadership, so teaching women, both the youth and older women of all races, of all walks of life, how to excel in life and leadership. So that's what I bring to Larry's group.
Oh, wow, I'm fascinated.
I kept it short. Clary said 30 seconds, and I'm like, 30 seconds.
and Dr. Renee Sunday, we're going to try to get everybody in. Tiffany, you are amazing. You are brilliant business development. Do we have Ayana Muyung on the line?
Yes, we do.
Your hostess for the mostest, all right? Dr. Renee Sunday, she shut down the Super Bowl, and I got to be honest with you, I have a hangover because I was sad about that 25 deficit that New England came back to beat Atlanta. So, Dr. Renee Sunday, you know you had the last word, but the hostess for
and moderator for Newark, Delaware, that initiative in April. Ayanna Moo Youngs, you're somewhere in Prince George's County. We really appreciate you. Tell us how you're going to manage all these great entrepreneurs and a little bit about yourself tonight.
All right, well, I'm Ayanna Moo Young, the CEO and founder at Consult Ayanna, where I help people to remove the barriers that are preventing them from pursuing their dreams. And we identify those internal barriers, so there's nothing external that's stopping them. And so that's what we walk them through. I'm also a speaker and author. But at the event, it is my job to help everyone stay on point, to introduce these fine speakers at the event, and to keep everybody motivated and engaged. And that's what I do. I'm really good at that. And so I'm excited.
Tell you, Dr. Renee Sunday, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to turn it back over to you really quickly.
Hey, Larry, I'm on
tried...
Alexis.
Oh, yeah, Alexis. I'm a social media person. Alexis, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you bring to the table, and thank you so much for the press releases. Alexis Coates.
All right, I'm Alexis Coates. I'm the founder of BlackBusinessReview.net. which is a business website which provides both business and political news and some entertainment. We send out a morning email on a daily basis. We publish anywhere from 20 to 25 stories a day, so we're looking forward to the conference talking about how you can improve your business in social media.
And thank you, Alexis. And I'm going to just do a round robin here. We are doing really good in time. About 10 minutes with all of you. Do I have anybody else on the call that I may have missed? Please chime in at this time. All right. So, Dr. Renee Sunday, tell us a little bit about your show, how other people can get connected. Tell us how you got incorporated with the Super Bowl, where you were able to do a lot of PR there. And we appreciate this platform that you allowed us to be on today for the VIP Events Concierge Network Mixer in April. We got our business network tour. But thank you so much. But how did you get connected with the Super Bowl and everything you were doing?
Well, you know, in a nutshell, I would say the power of of God, number one. And then the other thing is I actually have a couple. Social media has been very powerful. And last year, I actually was part of the NFL draft. And so they actually put two and two together, and they contacted me, and they said, do you want to be part of the Atlanta Falcons? It started there, and then when we did the footage on that, they were very amazed how clean, you know, this is a branding 101, how clean cut our information was. And so next thing you know, I get several emails from the NFL, so that's how we got connected. So that's a learning tool for all business owners. Keep it clean, simple, and always have everything ready. Your website, have, like the young man said, have a press release that you can get out in less than an hour, and you are amazing. But, you know, I want to turn this back over to you. Tell us a little bit more about the vision of you having this event and give us the full details of how we can, you know, that the audience can be involved and how they can actually get their tickets and how they can, if they can't make this event, they can actually be part of your tour.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that. And I just got to say this, and I'm going to be real quick. P.K. Kersey, such an amazing man, Alexis Coates, Ayanna Moo Young, Lady Karan Sattler, best-selling author Joan Baxter Randall, Edward Reed, Trisha Andresen, Mark Williams, Sonny Diego. These are all people that are a part of that initiative, and I'm here to promote them. But, yes, go to VIP Events with an S, VIPEventsConcierge.com. Purchase your tickets for the April 21st, 22nd event. We are we're selling out real quick. Our early registration ends February 15th. And I got to go back to you, Dr. Renee Sunday, to be fresh off the Super Bowl, because I'm a little worn out from popping popcorn locally. I didn't fly into Houston. And for you to have all of us, P.K. Kersey, I'm getting ready to really bless that brother. He has no idea because he's amazing. Joe and I met her for the first time in Ayanna Muyong, and I have dinner with Alexis Coates because it's about building relationships and partnerships so we can really impact the community. So I thank you so much. You know, we have so much. If you're on the line, I know I can't do too much, y'all. I'm trying to do Facebook and tweet. If you're on the line and you have not spoken, if you're Mr. Edward Reed or anyone else that have not spoken, please come on the line. But Dr. Renee Sunday, what I'm trying to tell you, I want to pay homage to you after a busy Super Bowl, being from Atlanta, because me and my wife got into an argument last night because she graduated from Spelman, right? And she's rooting for a whole region, you know. And after Atlanta lost a 25-point lead, you know, it was a tough situation. But this is what I'm going to say to you after you have all these speakers are here tonight. The analogy was that the Super Bowl last night was a reminder of the election, bad or good. Some people felt like, you know, it took us back to an election, and it wasn't the best situation. But the sixth annual Black History Program was a really good situation, a breath of fresh air for people. And what I'm trying to tell everybody on this line, as they're busy, you were able to leave Houston, go back to Atlanta, and put us on your call. How good is that? And I just want to say this. If you have not spoken and you're a speaker, if you're on the line, because I have not looked at my text messages, are you on the line, Edward Reed, or anybody else that have not spoken tonight? I want to say a few words. Anybody? All right. So, Dr. Renee Sunday, we have just about 5 minutes. And tell us a few things. I'm ready for you. These people here, they know they had 30 minutes. They sharp. They ready to go. And
yeah,
how to buy tickets.
They are.
Oh, yeah. They,
you know,
hey, PK,
I
Lady
really
Carr, hey, all of
the
them.
Speakers that you have. Yeah, I really admire the mixture that you have. And that's the important thing of having events. Is you have to cover a lot of spectrum of things. So I want to give you a salute in your, you know, just preparation, because preparation, you have to have a strong person that's hosting the event.
Well, let me ask you this. And let me ask you this, Dr. Renee Sunday. PK Kersey, are you still on the line? PK, is he still there? All right. How about Lady Karan? Are you still there? I'm sorry, PK, are you still there?
I was good enough for you. Yes, Lady Karan is here. I apologize.
Lady Karan, Dr. Renee Sunday would appreciate this. Give us a 30-second, I don't know if this ever been done on the Dr. Renee Sunday show, and I don't mean to take over or anything, but give us some words of encouragement with about a 30-second prayer to uplift Dr. Renee Sunday and everything she has to do to give us a vehicle to be on her show. Lady Karan, could you lift us up in prayer for Dr. Renee Sunday and her radio show and her platform, giving us an opportunity to speak and promote our event and also to lift up our event in April? God bless you. If you could lead us in prayer, Lady Karan.
Absolutely. Dear God, we thank you for Dr. Renee Sunday. We thank you, oh God, for her heart and her spirit. We thank you for her spirit of giving and just being unselfish. And we pray, oh God, that you will return back to her 100-fold for all that she's done for us this evening and the doors that she's opened for us from today and the days to come. Dear God, we thank you for Dr. Renee Sunday. We thank you for her show. We thank you for every door that you are opening on her behalf. We declare and we decree, even right now in the name of Jesus, that you would show her favor that she's never seen before. We pray, oh God, that she would keep your hand of protection upon her, protect her from all harm, evil, and danger, because the enemy is mad for the platform that you have given her. But we know that she is more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ, who loves us all. In the name of Jesus, we do declare it, we claim it, and we say that it is done by touching and agreeing by saying amen.
Amen. Dr. Renee Sunday, so you can take us home. Mm-hmm. Joan has beat me up. She said, talk about the event. It's so much we got to do. But bottom line, we're in Newark, Delaware, about an hour north of Baltimore, 30 minutes south of Philadelphia. It's a two-day event, and it's Friday night, black tie. Entrepreneurs and Community Network Business Mixer. And then Saturday we have the workshop, Put Your Dreams to the Test. We will come out online with an agenda, how that works, April 21st and 22nd. And Dr. Renee Sunday, I would love to come back on your show and maybe highlight some of the speakers individually, because I just try to push it out there from a platform. You know how we work. I don't really try to push one thing here because it's about highlighting the speakers in Jesus' name. So, Dr. Renee Sunday, it's your show. Please take us home. I apologize for taking all these moments tonight, but thank everybody that joined in tonight. Yes.
Oh, no. It's no problem. I have enjoyed listening to everybody. And great success, and in the name of Jesus. But you made me think of something. I just want to say this on the end. I have actually had the opportunity, and ladies, it's in a right way, to be in the Falcons locker room, and actually we got a chance to see some of the Patriots as well. I was so amazed at the Super Bowl breakfast that God was truly in the midst. I know they don't display that when, when they plan sometime and when they do their interviews, but I can guarantee that, especially Tony Dungy, they really have God in the midst. So I was really in tears. My makeup was doing this and that, but I was very happy to see how much God was in the midst of the whole NFL network. So I really, that makes you actually make you feel good to know that they actually are men of God, and the women that's the media personalities that's there, they really respect us. So I really appreciate that. But the thing to remember is that you have to stay in your purpose, because the only way you're in your purpose, I'm in your purpose. We will have all this information on our website and social media, how you can support this awesome event, support the speakers, and just support. Let's just support each other. Let's just do that, okay? And all the things that I have been entrusted with is actually on my website and also on the social media. But, I love you. But guess what? You were created for a reason. You were actually created for this season. You actually have to do three things. You have to believe, you have to trust, and you have to walk out your destiny. You got to do that. And I have to say it before we leave. We got to don't stop. Guess what? We have to get it. We have to do it. And we're going to actually lead the broadcast today with an awesome song that's going to sum up all the things that we actually have done. And that is, when you have a dream, what you're supposed to do? If you have a dream, and actually we're going to take it out with this awesome song here. And you know how to contact us. Go to www.reneesunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. I love you. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Dreamers out there, this is your time to soar like never before. This is your time to dream bigger like never before. This is your time to burst forth your dream.
When you have a dream in your heart, don't let nobody thinking. Just keep on walking, even when it's dark. Run on, you're going to make it. When you have dreams, life's too hard.
everything you have.